Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about alternatives to WordPress's native comment system. And we're going to give you three comment solutions to replace WordPress comments.
Yeah, and the native WordPress comment system isn't bad by any means, and in most cases, it works perfectly fine, and it, you know, it's simple, it's straightforward, easy to use. But sometimes you need something a little bit more feature rich, and you know, can kind of go above and beyond. The first one on the list, and which is definitely the most popular, it's not just for WordPress; it can be used on any platform, and that's Discuss, and it's spelled D-I-S-Q-U-S, and a little bit of an embarrassing story. Up until today, when David and I were discussing it, I thought it was pronounced discus. I never thought of it. It just, when I, my brain just pronounced it because of the spelling, pronounced it discus, but discuss makes way more sense for a commenting platform. But discuss is really powerful system for commenting. It lets users log in with an email, log in with Facebook or Twitter or Google Plus, a couple different ways to log in. And so it's really powerful. And there's some moderation features you have as a site admin. The one downside, and I think David and I both agree on this, is it requires a user to create an account. With the native WordPress, they just add their name and email, and they're not really creating an account. They're just leaving a comment. And with Discus, you actually have to create an account, which is kind of a downside, in my opinion.
Yeah, I want to just kind of step back a little bit and mention why you may want to consider going non-WordPress comments. And I think part of the reason why I would want to do that in the first place is because, you know, native WordPress can get a lot of spam. Even you can activate Askimet and do some of the things that are recommended best practices, and a lot of spam will still come into your site and stuff. And I guess one of the advantages of at least two of the three that we're going to mention today, Discuss being one of them, is that you do have to log in. You have to have an account. So it's hard for spam bots to produce a lot of spam on your WordPress website when that has to happen. So that's one of, that's probably the biggest reason, in my opinion, why you would want. I mean, like Tim said, there's other robust features and stuff. Facebook comments, Discuss, you know, they add the social media integration, the ability to share and do all the fun things that you can do with these different ones. And number two on our list is Facebook comments. And specifically, we're going to mention the fancy Facebook comments. You can find it in WordPress.org repository. It's a relatively new plugin, but it's got really good high reviews, totally free. It's got over 7,000 active installs. And it allows you to use your Facebook account, which, man, I think everybody on the planet has a Facebook account these days. So it's just super duper easy to do. And it pulls in your... Will it pull in your Facebook comments as well, Tim? I'm curious. Good question, Dave.
Yeah, that is a great question.
Sorry, I didn't mean I'm to throw sure us under the that. Bus.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, but I'll go ahead and talk about our third one, unless you have anything more to add on the Facebook
comments. No, I'm looking at their live demo right now, and it looks exactly like Facebook, and that's why fancy Facebook comments. I mean, it really does. It's got the like, reply, and, you know, kind of the emojis and stuff. So I guess that's what it is.
And what I don't like about that, using Facebook comments, is if I only have one Facebook profile, and I don't necessarily want to comment on a blog and, you know, people to go and look at my Facebook profile. Obviously, Facebook, you have privacy settings and all of that. But I don't know. I just don't like the idea of, I don't know. I feel like Facebook can be, you know, so personal and, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Good point.
Yeah. So the third one on our list isn't actually a full-blown separate commenting solution, but it goes on top of WordPress native commenting and adds a lot of features and enhancements to it, and that's Jetpack. So Jetpack by Automattic is a suite of different tools for your WordPress site that does a whole bunch of different things. We're not going to go into that in this episode, but the commenting and discussion features that it adds is pretty cool. So for example, it'll add subscriptions. So if someone comments, they can subscribe to receive other reply. So someone replies with their comment, they'll get an email saying that there's a new reply. So they can basically subscribe to your blog post comments specifically. It adds some additional spam filtering. What else does it do here? I just had it in front of me. Yeah, it's very powerful. Oh, people can sign in with their social media account. So David was just talking about the Facebook comments where you're actually, your profile is what is commenting. But with Jetpack, you can sign in, and you can do this with Discuss as well. You can sign in using your existing social media account, but you're not actually commenting from your profile. You just use that to create an account easily. But it's not like someone can click on your name and go visit your Facebook profile like they can with the Facebook comments commenting system. So yeah, so that's Jetpack. Anything from Automattic is of the highest quality, so it's definitely worth checking out.
Fantastic. Well, that comes to the end of episode 364. Guess what that means, Tim?
1 year episode tomorrow.
That's right. Tomorrow is our 1 year podcast anniversary, and we will have recorded 365 consecutive daily podcasts. Whew. And boy, I am to ride. I'm tired.
yeah. And we have not missed an episode of WP the Podcast, as David mentioned, every single day. And ironically, we almost missed this episode that we are recording right now. The week kind of got away from us.
Yeah. Our podcast producer, Kelsey Henry, said, fellas, do we have a podcast episode for tonight? And we've been preparing for the 1 year, and we've kind of held off on recording because we wanted to kind of do something special and stuff. And we've just kind of been throwing things around, and we totally forgot about 364. So
yeah. Yeah. And also, you know, we're tooting our own horn for having a daily episode, daily podcast for a year. But Kelsey is a huge reason of how that's happened, and we've been able to be so consistent with it. And she reminds us when we forget to record the episode. So thank you, Kelsey. Huge shout out.
Thank you, Kelsey. Hashtag we love Kelsey. All right. And hey, we're going to give to Kelsey a double shout out. Kelsey started her own podcast recently called Positively Delighted. Go check it out in the iTunes App Store. She interviews lots of awesome people and covers many different topics about positivity, which is really good and stuff. So love her podcast. Go give her a 5-star rating. You know, leave her a review, even if you don't listen to it, so some awesome people can go find the podcast.
And then while you're in the reviewing mood, go to WP the Podcast and give us a 5-star review as well.
Hey, there you go, for 1 year, our 1 year podcast anniversary. All right, well, tomorrow we've got another great topic. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.